Shabbos, good Shabbos, Chodesh Tov, my Gavada Games Villains. You're tuned in to Shir Bliss, playing the best in Jewish music, found only on 94.7 FM WGOT, broadcasting from sunny, delicious Gaval Gainesville. Holy hipsters, we're ending the month of Adar, approaching the holiest, highest holiday of Purim, the most important Jewish holiday ever. Now, I don't want to get too preachy, so I'm just going to say that Purim and Adar are all about overflowing abundant joy, revealing our true holy selves, as well as seeing the inherent beauty and kedusha in all things, and overflowing abundant amounts of alcohol. So, go forth and be holy, and drunk, on love, and booze. Anyways, if y'all weren't aware, this weekend was one of the stops on Shem Speed's 40 Days, 40 Nights tour. If you missed the sessions during the weekend or the concert on Saturday night, then most likely you're a failure at life. So Shem Speed is the largest, most diverse Jewish music site. The tour is also done in conjunction with Modular Moods Records, which is an independent record label that features new and innovative Jewish artists. I mean, I really think that these guys are at the cutting edge of Jewish music today, and they're taking it in entirely new and, like, mamish, really exciting places. So, the 40 Days, 40 Nights tour is an interactive live music festival stopping at 30 colleges nationwide and exposing colleges to the breadth and depth of Jewish music. The tour consists of performance at night and educational sessions with the musicians during the day, so hence the 40 Days and 40 Nights. Luckily, I had the big scoops to be able to sit down with the performers before Shabbos came in this weekend. The first is founder, director, producer, recording artist, and all-around good guy, Erez Safar, aka Diwan. Also present were Modular Moods recording artist Y-Love, as well as my long-lost mishpacha, Dov Rosenblatt, of Blue Fringe and Fools for April fame. So, we talked about what is Jewish music, the backlash against them from the religious establishment, what it means to be a religious performer, and the state of our exile and Bezrat Hashem upcoming redemption. May it happen speedily in our days. Amen. Ken Yehiratzon. This episode, we're going to feature the music of artists from Modular Moods and Shem Speed. So interspersed in there will be segments of our interview as well. I hope you enjoy and feel inspired, chevre. Nisha nichnas adar marvim besimcha. Mamish.
Rhyming, man, I storm, I'm bombing. Moving around, seeing like I play tectonics. Don't ask no questions on what I've been involved with. Me in yon, la in yon, dilon con. The separate out, cause they see hard to echta, but idna. Marisha, I sick, na ha uta, be kushta. Been doing it solo since I lost my harusa. Reincarnation, 10 yon, I'm a storm, I'm a star. We're gonna be the god, but it's blowing up the ice for check. The gadatasa, show me blow with the show with the plaza. Racial is safe, but it's bar with a napka. I'm hot like lava. You gonna have the hava. You've been looking up to me just like Robert or Robber. I've been blowing up the spots in Sharon on Gaza. Yadayim l'shamayim betil kuluaksin Ram l'mahadrin. What? Yadayim l'shamayim betil kuluaksin Ram l'mahadrin. Been to end the shots like Mubber and Rashi. Chatsi the army don't recognize it in Rashi Dati. How we gotta keep it for Oshie Sponsi. Come at a party but kids are artsy. What? Chazi l'vava kadasi. Positive party Ashkenaz and Anglo Mish. Me the dude I'm Mizrahi. No rahava begavi. Me yom shahiz kayati. Y'all know that I would flow, but I eat them kashen yitchalti. Agoy kadosh ha'am kohanim hada ihi kalishta dili. Ani mishalich b'stei tapuchim kadish varaha alma kishvili. Ani ratzim ratzim, but I reach Aiden through that 613. Yadayim l'shamayim betil kul huaksim ram l'mahadrin. Yadayim l'shamayim betil kul huaksim ram l'mahadrin. Hashta hacha hachei abdinan. Hashta hacha hachei abdinan. Kol mai tibahinan v'raza atzkinan. Shanei sataninan v'gav v'da'ilan. Horaya chazilan choraya t'tzrichlan. Ishta kachlei itzrichu sap. Chaya t'kudaya d'oraisa chayinan. Mabara d'alma d'mitzabusa sharinan. Atun chazitun d'anam d'ililan. Heichi melilan lishna d'adah.
Ana, avadada kudishabarihu,
شوسه دي لا دي داني هو خيوسه ليسا دي بار من هاي تيبو كنيش تا دي لا دي اتيا حابس ليلة انتو هي خلاب خزيتو ما دا عبدي سيخو عصيبنا علي خون هرليسي بقى بيخون شيراتا كنيش عصا دا عصا بقى دي خون اسفاتا اسفي خون بقى نبا هدي خون بقى ما دي شكبا اسعى بيب ما شريس هون هلا كون اخوضا عم بقى هاش اسبانا عصا بقى من عقا طابا نخو كاتشم انا كالا دوغا ديزي لالا هاي نخ تابي مو بها دخ سياسا دي شبايا بلا خيا دا علا بخ اي مو بقى بخ دا عطا بقى بي تقول دي اسلي بلان بلاخ بلا بلون دي لي
Can you guys just tell me a little bit about the 40 Days, 40 Nights tour?
Sure. We're presenting workshops, trying sort of moderating different topics and having the students involved. Dove and Wyle have they've sort of picked different things that they thought students would be interested in or things that they're dealing with in the Jewish music world or whatever we're creating here. And then we're also performing, so it's sort of a chance to get to know the musicians during the day and then see them do their thing at night.
Mm-hmm. So like, what are you guys going to be doing during the day, like when you aren't performing?
So like some of the, you mean sessions?
What are the sessions we did
at the other school were Torah allusions and modern music, and we went through different songs, we went through the lyrics and just kind of analyzed them like a regular text study and tried to see some different Jewish values that we can get out of them. So you know, the idea of that you get out of it what you put into it, and it depends what perspective you're coming from. And then another one that we're going to be doing this Shabbat is, it's called If It's Hebrew, Is It Jewish? And just discussing a closer look at a lot of Hebrew music, Hadad Nachash, Idan Rachel, and even Hebrew songs like that were from the Bible.
Right, mm-hmm. And we're going to discuss the concept of Jewish music, you know, and what is Jewish music.
Right. So that's kind of how it fits in.
You know.
So, like, what do you guys think is Jewish music? Like, if someone asks you to define Jewish music.
I think Jewish music is music created by Jews to express Jewish concepts that can be absorbed into a Jewish heart and a Jewish mind. That's what I think Jewish music is. What do you think Jewish music is?
Well, I would only just change the last part, meaning I think that it can be, it doesn't necessarily need to be into a Jewish heart. Like, it can be it can be universal. I mean, I know that you no, I mean, hear that with your...
Yeah, not that the music's not universal, but I'm saying concepts that could be.
Okay.
Like, yeah. That aren't alien to Jews.
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely agree that it's both factors involved. You know, a lot of people want to separate them. This is music that was written by a Jew, but the content isn't. But this is, you know, the content seems Jewish, but it wasn't written by a Jew. Personally, you know, just speaking for myself, I think it's both factors involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's a big discussion because then it's also within the large category of Jewish music, there's religious, like Hasidi religious music, and then there's just, you know, more cultural Jewish music, like a lot of the Israeli music. So, you know, I guess it all fits in somewhere.
Right, so like, what do you guys see non-Jews getting out of Jewish music?
Well, no, that, well, right there, like, that, just getting back to you, your music's got to be universal, number one. It's especially if you want to, like, be a professional artist. Jews aren't that much of the population that you can rely on them strictly from a marketing point of view. So your music's got to be universal. But on, just so that being said, like, you know, if you're going to be a professional artist, you got, since you have to be universal. But on the other hand, you're making Jewish music, so like, where did the two, like, how did the two come together? For me, since there was never a Jewish message that was meant to be specifically for Jews. The Torah even, like, has the seven mitzvahs of Noah in it. Like, there's nothing that was specific, that, like, no message that was given to Jews was just given for only Jews to hear. Like, there's always been an element of universality in everything. The Jews chose the Torah, and everybody else chose the seven mitzvahs, and that's how the world came to be like it is today. But from then on, all, like, Jewish messages have always had some measure of universality to them. So why should Jewish music be any different?
Yeah, I mean, I think, and also the music itself is universal. So for someone who doesn't understand, you know, for songs like that my band, the Fringe sings that are just in Hebrew, you know, we've played a lot of times where if it's, you know, the non-Jewish sound guy or some non-Jewish people in the audience, even though that's probably a very minority, you know, they still get something out of it just because of the music itself they can relate to, even if they don't understand what the lyrics are, you know. So on that level, you know, it's just the music. But in terms of the content, like some of the spiritual ideas, you know, you don't have to be Jewish to, like Yitzhak, you know, anybody can digest them. They can see it and get out of it whatever, however it relates to them.
So, like, then what value do you think is coming from your messages, like, for the people to gain out of it? Like, what do you see them getting from it, and, like, what's your goal ultimately?
For me, I would, like, it's different for me in different bands and different settings, you know, like with Blue Fringe, I know that we've always been pretty careful to not even really have an agenda, and it's, a lot of the songs are more reflective, just based on personal reactions to different situations, and not necessarily trying to convince people of something or get people to feel something, and if they can relate to it, that's great, you know. On the other hand, there are definitely some songs that do have, they're trying to express a certain idea, and some of those, I guess, would just be to really, to connect to your own Jewish identity and to think about it. If music can be a vehicle to get somebody to do that, then that's awesome. And I mean, I think just to be, like, more aware of their own Jewish identity and to be thinking about these issues, mm-hmm. not necessarily, like, think this, but just think.
Yeah, I think the concept of, like, being a light unto the nations definitely plays a big role in, you know, our touring and our music. Definitely our touring. And, I just think, like, you know, positivity, we try to, and God consciousness is definitely in the music. I tour with Why Love the most, so I definitely see sort of what we believe in, just being orthodox, like, coming out in Shabbatons when we're doing that, or shows, or just meeting people afterwards, or people hitting us up on the MySpace page. I almost said, like, MySpace Facebook, but I don't know what they...
MySpace.
Don't buy that domain yet. So, you know, just seeing people's reactions, that it's not just, like, the music that they're feeling, but also, like, definitely the music tied in with the message. And I think it hits Jews in a different way than it would be, you know, if it's a universal thing. I think they're hit with it a certain way, but if since we're Jews and it definitely has like the Jewish side to it, so I think Jews sort of get hit in a different way, you know, just because they're past or whatever.
And I mean, for me anyway, one of my, like, one of the things that Diwan and I, one of the things that, like, Diwan and I, from the get-go, from the first mixtape, like, had, like, you know, that, you know, one of the things you'll find, like, from on all of our musical endeavors is the idea of unity for me. You know, the idea of everybody coming together, the idea that, you know, any division between people, it's automatically a destruction and the link between them, and it breaks up the human family, and all of these ideas, like, all of these things, if there's no one, if there's no other, there's no one to unite with. So if only Jews were getting my music, like, I wouldn't be able to do the job that I want my music to do. Like, I would hope that, you know, non-Jewish people, you know, from all religions and walks of life would be able to hear my music and be like, oh wow, this guy's a Jewish guy rhyming against racism and against prejudice and against everything that's bad, and why is he doing it? Because the Torah told him to. You know, I hope to, you know, give that impression off.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, there's definitely, you know, with Blue Fringe, and they have songs like Eshet Chayil and Shir Shirim, and I just did the Shir Shirim record. So for these sorts of songs, we're definitely speaking to Jewish people because these are things they possibly grew up with or we're hoping to give them now, you know. So with the Shir Shirim record, it's a chant, you know, Taimani and Sephardic Jews sing Shir Shirim, you know, on Shabbat, Friday evening. But this isn't necessarily going to get out to, you know, people who aren't religious or who have no way of going to a synagogue that's doing that. So the idea is to sort of present it in a way that they can be down with and they could get into. And, you know, with this, it was guitar and sort of like almost like a Radiohead vibe and then like a Middle Eastern vibe and sort of a hip-hop beat, rock, or whatever. So musically, if there was no lyrics on that, they could get really into it and they'd just be like, whoa, this is amazing. But then we're putting something with meaning and tradition over it, and then that's a way for them to be exposed to it and hopefully connect to it in a stronger way.
And in general, a lot of Jewish kids, like, think of Judaism as being not an asset in their life, as being a liability. Like, you walk up to a person in a shopping mall and you are like, excuse me, are you Jewish? And it's like, oh, yeah, but... like, I'm Jewish, but not really, or like, well, they'll maybe embarrassedly answer the question, or they might not answer the question. Too many people look at Judaism as being something that's stuck in the past that ties them down and it makes them a stick in the mud. And so, like Diwan just dropped, the Chadodi versus Akon, like, mashup. And, like, you know, I did a mashup with like Busta's over Busta's Touch It and over Yin Yang Twins back in the day, like, to show people, no, Judaism's right there, right up with it, you know, right on top of everything, and Jewish music is as hot as anybody else's music.
Inspiration deadline, 2 days till I'm flatline. Finished album, be remembered. Guillotine in the booth, off the head severed. Who was better? Not me. Better luck next time. Skull and crossbone, bracelet, relationship, pirate ship, butt naked. Let's make it tasty. Girl, hairy chest and talk about to talk about. No tongue, grab a point finger, thumb upper, eat it down, a pop a upper. Get drunk for life, ask you what's up. Cop a 20, block is heavy. Ready, re rock ready. Confetti, Betty Boop, Teddy Rocks, spin, bust a jetty. On the celly, no friends lefty. Scar tissue and accept. Y'all cast, best respect me. Check it, thou shalt not go mop the floor. And fly first class on your first world tour. Go
like P. Huey, rep the hood in my Boondock movie. See unity, left Warshore pack. Stay humble, in the rumble. Walls all that, till it's that's all folks. Filipino, Phillies and jalapenos. The Bay Area, my man, my mellow, my Nino. March to the death, on the beds of men.
Watch how they handle.
Eat the carrots, get the hummus, couscous, voodoo shushan, Muslim day parade. Now it's Jew time. Kosher deals, masterpiece, Leonardo, North Dakota, Fargo, embargo, call them kosher. Grab the pennies, count the Lincolns, start the thinking. This is me, handcuffed to the jurisdiction. Suburban, $400,000 half, lost my marbles. Got a marble, pot the piston. No plot to rock, yo, check it. Plot on thicken, matzo balling off the dome. Adolf Hitler arm wrestling, Ariel Sharon looking for a peace plan in the coma. Y'all still can't get a peace, man.
My scratch tag famous, sleeping in the precinct. Circumcised penis, the kid come off, wake genius. Frequent zenith, Armageddon. Come through unforgiving, Nas fire to the ever living. Carpooling in the G van, no icy. Bust a UE, so pricey. You're icy, melt in the sun, cycle psyche. Pop Jiffy, flim flam, jam Jeffy. Gone for a minute, now I'm backgammon. Keep a zero gauge in my hero face standing. In a scuffle, double the struggle bubble. He who is without flim, found a 9 to 10 clock to punch to. Black Barrow, Jack Sparrow, fight of the Concord grape juice. Rats Pharaoh, illiterate hater, I'm a danger to test. Born butt necky, watch how you address me.
Sexy,
open up your head and get lefty. Damn right, critics that stay skeptic.
Check me.
Thou shalt not sleep or answer calls. Until after 9 p.m. you can't speak with walls.
Go. Ode ani lefanecha, morning bracha. Gates of horror, lush and horror. Buck the drama, touch the lava. Hot skip to Bahama, got a Bahama mama. Lot of drama, vision stole code, speak cement. Peace, no beef, I will eat your lamb. Friday night, Ichabod on the streets with friends.
Watch how they heads will spin.
Against love, then you know you wrong. Like a Spartan all up in the Parthenon. I got it all in balance like it's Taji Swan. With the Solomon flossing and the Argamon. Wide love, about to change your whole paragon. Find the rap for the trap for the Babylon. About time for why to get this party on. I see I'm starving for something like it's Ramadan. Parts of this hip-hop balagon. But the stomach of a storm and a Ramadan. You say that rhyme, someone show me one. I don't gotta ask, you done told me some. Got a hook cause I'm there, you know where from. And it's all about the myths with the Bazi bomb. Sticking with the prison, Chikati Shump. Or exactly the screens that you tap the dumb.
With the physical quest, you gone now.
The state of the nation, unified. Out of 14, don't know jack. And 3 out of 8 ain't even down like that. 1 out of 14, wanna bring it back. And 1 out of 36, wear black hats. 1 out of 4, make the lights go bling. 1 out of 7, chicks know they can't sing. 7 out of 13, cloaked in white. Hope 1 in 8, stay knowing they're right. 1 out of 44, look like me. And 1 in every 20, kids going by trees. 5 need Israelis, 3's on a level. 1 out of 50, spinning cheese on a pebble. 7 out of 10, know the bread stay flat. And 2 out of 9, trying to bring kids back. 3 out of 5, kill their family name. And ain't 2 of y'all gonna hear me the same.
State of the nation, unified.
With the
request, you're
gonna
deny.
State of the nation, do or die.
With the request, you're gonna deny.
State of the nation, unified.
With the request, you're
gonna
deny.
State of the nation, do or die. On the course, immortal force, the war's a source of moral thoughts. Feel I hear, I hear, I read the proof to mirrors. There it's fear, I learn what discern. What hurt me, but your mind stuck. Learn the words, turn from burning. Respect, check yourself. Think, stand, bow, praise his name. Inspect, suspect, direction, saying orders. Cross the border for your lawyers. Call up more reporters. One, watch his new Jack Tocklet. You ain't gonna try, then you ain't gonna find. In the vortex, crossing the borderline. Told we immortal, only one in four survive. Vertical, that's your nerve, it's a verb with a verbal style. Black words, back words, what you heard was wild. Emerging on the curb, you deserve to shout. Brain, change the main, change, same thing, new age range. Keep it mystic, why done flipped it? Hermic line, style, cabalistic, kick, dip, 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 scripted, yo. Hips and dicks and subito, interdiction, who me know? It flows just through me, order me, yo. Hip hop, the sock of my mind at ease, i.e. the Dati philosophy. Black Talman, Hoxley, Ashkenaz, orthodox hip hop, what you thought this was?
Where's all my people at?
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 So you guys are doing like new stuff as far as Jewish music goes, but is there a reaction against that, like the new mediums you're taking from the Jewish community?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things we were even showing you today was that there was this recent list in Israel of a very right-wing rabbi who banned
everything that we're
pretty doing. Everything that we're doing for sure. We're not even on his radar. Like, we weren't listed, but he banned like bands that I think most people would consider Jewish, like, you know, artists like Avraham Fried and Lippa Schmelzer, who are, you know, very religious music, even banning that. And so, of course, there's going to be people who criticize what we're doing. I personally, we've been banned in a few communities because it's not considered Jewish enough, like the styles that we do.
I had a pair.
One woman, like, we played at an all-girls school, and the high school principal came up to us before. She said, you know, be careful, don't shake your hips up there. You know, like, they're just worried, like, there's this Elvis factor, like, they're worried you're going to, you know, corrupt the youth. But it's hopefully doing the opposite.
So. I've had a parent go into us, because since they won't carry like my music in your mainstream Jewish bookstores, so in the Orthodox world anyway. So I have a CD out for Sphera. It's just me a cappella with a beatboxer, and they had it in this Once Farm store in Flatbush in Brooklyn. And a parent comes in and complains, "Why are you selling this stuff? Why are you selling this to my children?" And I was like, whoa, when I found out about it. And like the rabbi's wife who told it to me, like told it, like was telling me what had happened in this forum store with this like snickering look on her face. Like, you know, you see, you know, you're never gonna make inroads in here. So it's just like, you know what? Well then fine. If you don't want your kids to have an alternative to the music that you're trying to give them, If they're not gonna be able to hear hip hop in a kosher way, in a kosher environment, while buying Sfarim, they'll buy the Sfarim that the yeshiva tells them to go buy, and then they'll go out to some other record store and buy the hip hop CD that they want, where they're gonna be right next to a Britney Spears display. So where would you rather have them get their music? Or else they're gonna download it off MySpace, like off of the internet, or go on MySpace and find it. Like, it's sad that when you can't ban a medium, you can only, you know, pushing underground. You know, kids, as long as there's a music store that's selling a guitar with an amp attached to it, somebody's gonna be making Jewish rock, ban it or not, in every community.
Does that just like fuel you guys more, you know? Like all this negative energy from it, like does it push you even harder to like try to change the status quo?
He's just looking for things to be fueled about. And unfortunately, there's a lot of things. So, then we write records call, this is Babylon, this is Unity. Right. Do you get what I'm trying to say here?
You'll get the point. Well, how do you feel about that?
Me, personally, it doesn't necessarily fuel me. I mean, my response to it is I just kind of shrug it off and say, okay, so those people, it's not for them, that's fine, I respect that, they have their thing. You know, it bothers me when they, like you said, if they're going to go and, you know, start a whole riot and tell people you shouldn't be listening to this.
Right.
If you choose not to listen to something, then just don't listen to it. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't fuel me in that sense. I think it's just...
And it doesn't fuel me per se, but it does... It puts me on a soapbox, because it's so ridiculous, like it's so illogical. Judaism is supposed to be so about logic, and there's the book of logic by the Ramchal. Like we're supposed to be rational people, and the Torah is supposed to be a rational thing. Rav Sadia Gaon says it's supposed to make sense to you. Like, to just do something like, you know, to just come out with this like blanket statement and just be like, all right, that's it. Everybody who uses a saxophone, the saxophone is forbidden. Everybody who uses an electric guitar.
Well, it is the devil's flute.
Right. You know, everybody who makes hip hop, like all of your music is totally forbidden. Like, I wanted to make a protest track done in like real traditional Jewish wedding music style, but take the lyrics from like Forgot About Dre by Dre and Eminem. Just to show like, just because it's in this style doesn't necessarily make the music kosher, and just because it's hip hop doesn't necessarily make it kosher.
Absolutely. Right? I mean, what's so ironic about the whole situation is those same people who said that would probably be dancing at a wedding to like Yidden, 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 which was a German rock song that they then converted to that. So, I mean, you know.
So, like, what do you see now for the future for this kind of, like, new Jewish music? Are there, like, new mediums that are going to be explored, you think, or, like, new heritages that are, like, going to be brought into the fold, you know? Like, they're, like, changing around klezmer, they're, like, bringing in Sephardic, like, you guys are at the forefront of that, and really giving these cultures a voice. Like, do you think there's more untapped things of our Jewish tradition, like, waiting to be sort of brought into it?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with, I mean, things like MySpace that have been so crucial to opening up the whole music world in general. I mean, there's just such a variety from all over the world now. So people have a voice. So there's going to be, it's going to manifest itself in the Jewish music scene as well. And it already is. I mean, there's so much diversity within it and exposure through MySpace and other. I mean, I can't think of too many of them.
And we are just really like the new Jewish music scene is really still in its like barely in its infancy. Like, okay, so Matzis Yahu blew up in reggae, okay, and then, you know, God willing, I'll blow up in hip hop. And now, then what? Like, there's still
and
nobody.
Dove and Rock and Diwan and whatever.
No, okay, so right, and Diwan's the sickest, gonna be the sickest producer. Diwan's gonna be right there next to Timbaland. And then, like, you know, Dove is going to be all over TV with his guitar. But then what? Like,
that's your aspirations right there. If he can write what he wants.
I'm all over your TV.
No, quadruple platinum in 44 countries. But, like, these are just still only three genres of music that we're doing here. Like, no, there's still been no Jewish, like, contemporary country out there. There's still no Jewish, like, hard rock metal that's blowing up on like in that circuit, Jewish industrial, Jewish there's so many genres of music that haven't really been explored fully yet. Like, so I think as far as Jewish sounds come in, like Hazanut is still slept on. You have Jeremiah Lockwood doing it, but that's still totally slept on, bringing Hazanut and cantorial music into and mashing it up with something else live. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's all types of things that we haven't even, nobody's even thinking of yet.
Right.
And I'm not sure that that should even necessarily be the goal. I mean, you know, obviously the most exposure is great, but like even if people don't blow up, like with the Matiz Yahu blowing up into the mainstream, I don't think that takes away from, you know, the fact. I'm not saying that you are saying that it does, but I mean, I just think, you know, the fact that all these different voices are going to be heard somehow, I mean, that's what counts, like.
الراير لألا تهدع على الصبح رمت له قلبي يا انت بتشني كل خوطه قفلت عزيت عزمي خفراير على اليدو ها انت داك هبسينر كين انما العزوت حبيبي لو 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 حبيبي اجي نمسحك الكيكي بل نمسحك وين قابلك واحد زفراير لقلة تدع
Like, you guys are here for the weekend, you guys are staying here for Shabbos and doing some sessions and concerts, so it's like a spread out thing, but how does this weekend thing differ from just like one day stops on the tour?
Well, it's much nicer to spend a Shabbat, you know, like we get to meet the people we're staying with and, you know, you have a real chance to hang out, and especially because it's over Shabbat, like it's this religious experience you're sharing with people. Whereas it's always fun to get to hang out with people, but in that context, it creates a whole different experience, and then you go and you share, you know, the concert experience. So I think it makes it a lot stronger. Right. And you get to hear Why Love Speak Friday night.
Oh yeah, sure.
And I mean, and that's one of the awesome things about being from and doing music, because no matter what, Shabbat happens every week. So like no matter who's booking what or whatever contract's on the line, like, it doesn't matter, Shabbat is always going to take precedence. You always got to be somewhere. So it adds, like, I don't know, it adds, like, a certain extra element to the tour, because you know you're going to have to spend Shabbat somewhere. So now knowing that, where's it going to be? Mm-hmm. So you get to spend Shabbat with, like, you know, really cool people. Florida's definitely no exception.
Like, you guys are talking about, you know, Shabbos is a religious experience, you get to do it here, but when you're up on stage, you're like, your music's Jewish, you're teaching as well when you're up there. Do you consider that, when you perform, to be some kind of a religious experience as well?
Well, I can't speak for anyone else. Like, for every single person in the audience, they get something different out of it, and I know that for myself, like, when I go to concerts and, you know, I keep that in mind, actually, just as an aside. Like, when sometimes you're up there and you see, you know, it may seem like people aren't into it, some, you know, people are standing around. I know for myself, like, I'm not the guy at the concert who's going to be, like, dancing along necessarily, but I'm standing there on the side quietly and loving it, you know? So everyone gets a different experience, and if some people get, you know, it's a religious, spiritual experience, that's great. I mean, for me, personally, with some songs it is, some songs obviously more than others,
right.
You know, so it depends, but, yeah, I mean, overall, in a very general sense, it is spiritual, you know, like it's the spirit that drives the music, so.
Is the music a religious experience? It's a spiritual experience, yeah, definitely. Like, I don't know. The only song that I could say, like, when we perform it, that's a religious experience is our song, Eha. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm actually, like, you'll see when we perform it, a lot of times I'm actually shuffling on stage.
Like, and on the first recording, in the very beginning, you're like, you said something like, I'm gonna cry. This is the most emotional song I've been
cry. Yeah, because it's Eha. Like, it's for me, it's like, you know, talking about Tisha B'Av, like, that's a religious experience for me. Because it really puts me in the mindset of the holiday. But, you know, but other than that, like you said, the music's spiritual. Spirit drives the music. It's going to be a spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm. You guys think, are you going to release a tour CD or something?
Well, we're definitely... tracks?
A tour CD?
I don't know about a CD. I mean, we're documenting it. Y-Love and D1 are a lot better than I am, but like, he's writing blogs and having them. Twitter.
Yeah, you can.
We're actually emailing each other on our Blackberries right now.
Right now.
Because we're like dealing with something.
But
yeah, we have the tours. We have videos and blogs and Twitters like live, so we're definitely. You can follow the tour even if.
But
you're
I mean,
there.
We've just thought about creepy. That, and it might be something that we do in the future. I mean, we'd like to for this to be an annual. Thing and introduce other bands,
mm-hmm.
kind of. But yeah, I mean that might be something to do if we get more funding as well. Like actually record the show as well, take some highlights, make a CD, give them out to them.
Yeah, now we're just filming and throwing some stuff up, and then we'll have like sort of a montage of what went down for next year or something.
Mm-hmm. So definitely follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on the Twitter.
Why Love D1, Shem Speed 40.
Soon to be Dove Rosenblatt.
Yeah, Dove just Blatt. If you just type Dove Rosenblatt, all is one word. Yeah, just keep sending them at signs.
Was the choice for 40 any allusion to like being in the desert and being in exile? Like, are we gonna be redeemed?
There's like
after
a lot
remedies?
Of things that go into it. I mean, originally, what's that?
I said hopefully.
Well, I feel like we're in exile and everything's crazy, and we're trying to bring the light, you know, with the tour, with the workshop. So that's definitely. One of the things. Originally, my friend had told I was working with Dan Seliger of 12 Tribe Sound, and he produced a song for Why Love and the first album for Matasiaru. And so he had this idea of a tour and calling it 40 Days, 40 Nights. But it wasn't, you know, it was just to play music. It wasn't really developed, and so we never did it. But then it hit me like the days part, like doing workshops and taking it to like the next level. And it's something that Dove. And Why Love and I do when we tour, especially if it's over a weekend because we have to spend Shabbat.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the chance to spend it a lot of times on campuses giving these workshops. So yeah, the idea was to sort of make it more massive with the 40 and then focusing on workshops playing off the day. So that's kind of how it came about.
And like the world changed before in 40 days and 40 nights, and now it's going to change again in 40 days and 40 nights.
Well, Rabosa, I hope it was as good for you as it was for me. From everyone here at Shira Bliss, we wish you a Freilich and Rosh Chodesh, mamish a real sweet beginning to your Adar. Remember to tune in to our new regular time, 10 p.m. Monday evenings, on the only community-run radio station here in Gainesville, WGOT 94.7 FM. Good Shabbos and Chodesh Tov, chevra.